A lawsuit against the state redistricting plan is being prepared. The Fairbanks borough opposes the inclusion of rural areas all the way out to the coast in one of its districts. And as we hear in this report from Daisha Eaton of member station KDLG, the Aleutians East borough does not want to be split up.
The Aleutians East Borough filed a resolution opposing the state redistricting plan last week. City Administrator Sharon Boyette says splitting up the borough between two districts doesn't make sense to residents.
The communities within our borough are similar. We have similar concerns. We want to speak with one voice. And so we feel like all of the communities should have one person in the House. And a senator that they speak to directly.
The change would divide the borough into two different House and Senate districts. The only way to influence the plan at this stage is to file a legal challenge. That's exactly what the Fairbanks North Star borough intends to do. As Assemblyman Tim Beck explains, the redistricting plan calls for the addition of 20-something rural communities to the west side of Fairbanks, including Hooper Bay in the Bering Sea.
Picture this. Get your map out. Look for Hooper Bay on the Bering Sea. That community is included in our district with Fairbanks. That's a big, big district for anybody to attempt to even represent.
Nine states with a history of discrimination are closely watched during the process and must have their plans approved by the Department of Justice to ensure they comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act.
And it's all centered around the one person, one vote principle. And you had a lot of cases where minority communities in states were being intentionally discriminated against.
That's Taylor Bickford, the executive director of the Alaska Redistricting Board. Bickford says challenges are expected.
There's never been a plan in state's history that hasn't received some kind of legal challenge.
There's one thing driving the need to redistrict: rural to urban migration. Eddie Hunsinger is a demographer with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says Alaska is going through a big demographic shift where people from rural areas, mainly Alaska Natives, move to bigger cities like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, as well as the Matsu Valley, and away from rural places like the Aleutians.
All over the world, there's rural to urban migration.
So what's pulling rural people to cities?
Jobs. Or education, amenities, things that folks don't get in their smaller communities.
Aleutians East and Fairbanks North Star boroughs both argue that the redistricting board is actually weakening the collective bargaining power of Alaska Native communities by dividing up their dwindling districts and pairing them with more populous ones. The deadline to file legal challenges to the plan is July 13th. Fairbanks North Star borough says they'll file their legal challenge to the redistricting plan early next week. If there is a challenge, it will first be filed with the Alaska Superior Court. If there are multiple challenges, they'll be consolidated into one case. Then appeals could be made, and the Supreme Court would ultimately rule on the plan. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.